If these laddies were up there 30 seconds earlier when my rocket hit, then they couldn't see me or anything. But I couldn't be certain and didn't want to tangle with them in any case. It wasn't that kind of a raid. So I jumped again while I was still in the air, scattering a handful of 10-second fire pills to keep them busy, grounded, jumped again at once, and called out, "Second section, even numbers, advance!" and kept right on going to close the gap while trying to spot, every time I jumped, something worth expending a rocket on. I had 3 more of the little A rockets, and I certainly didn't intend to take any back with me. But I had had pounded into me that you must get your money's worth with atomic weapons. It was only the second time that I'd been allowed to carry them. Right now, I was trying to spot their waterworks. A direct hit on it could make the whole city uninhabitable, force them to evacuate it without directly killing anyone. Just the sort of nuisance we had been sent down to commit. It should, according to the map we had studied under hypnosis, be about 3 miles upstream from where I was. But I couldn't see it. My jumps didn't take me high enough, maybe. I was tempted to go higher, but I remembered what Migliaccio had said about not trying for a medal, and stuck to doctrine. I set the Y-rack launcher on automatic and let it lob a couple of little bombs every time I hit. I set fire to things more or less at random in between, and tried to find the waterworks or some other worthwhile target. Well, there was something up there at the proper range, waterworks or whatever. It was big. So I hopped on top of the tallest building near me, took a bead on it, and let fly. As I bounced down, I heard Jelly, "Johnny, Red, start bending in the flanks." I acknowledged and heard Red acknowledge and switched my beacon to blinker so that Red could pick me out for certain, took a range and bearing on his blinker while I called out, "Second section, curve in and envelop. Squad leaders, acknowledge." 4th and 5th squads answered, "Wilco." Ace said, "We're already doing it. Pick up your feet." Red's beacon showed the right flank to be almost ahead of me and a good 15 miles away. Golly, Ace was right. I would have to pick up my feet or I would never close the gap in time. And me, with a couple of hundredweight of ammo and sundry nastiness still on me, that I just had to find time to use up. We had landed in a V formation, with Jelly at the bottom of the V, and Red and myself at the ends of the 2 arms. Now we had to close it into a circle around the retrieval rendezvous, which meant that Red and I each had to cover more ground than the others and still do our full share of damage.